This week has been like the maddest week. It's been the biggest week because we've had the biggest weekend ever, which was huge. Yeah. Fiona's leaving tomorrow.
Yes.
Which is huge. And people still texting in like, I've been in Thailand. What are you going to tell us? We've told you several times now. Fiona's last day tomorrow. But also this week, we've not had time to mention it because we've had so much stuff to do. I have become the second longest host of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in history.
That's pretty big.
Which is pretty big. So taking over the legend that is Tony Blackburn's record, which I actually feel mean
poor
about.
Tony.
We should have, like, we should. I actually feel mean about that because I feel like Tony is really good, isn't he?
Yeah.
He'd like that accolade. I love Tony Blackburn. And only second now to Moyles, who did monumental 8 years of early starts. It's too long. It's too long. And you know, when I was thinking, when I was little, it really was like my dream to do this show from like the age of probably like 10. I really wanted to do it. And I was very precise about wanting to do the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I wasn't like, oh, I just want to do something in radio. I was like, I want to do the Breakfast Show. And I think the same as you, Fee, it was like the most fun radio. Really, really was. And it was dead scary coming to do this show, which will be in September, 6 years ago.
Wow, are we well?
Like, do you remember starting?
Just about. I think I stepped up a flight from Ibiza, so
yeah,
I sort
great.
Of vaguely
you
remember the beginning.
As we meant to go on. We both went for a relaxing week in Ibiza. We felt great on that Monday.
We did, we really did.
But you know, it was dead scary because I was like 27 and I was coming from nighttime, so I'd never really like done daytime radio really. I'd like covered Scott, I think, when he was like ill. But it was really, really scary. And then once it started, I loved it. And it honestly has been every day like a literal dream as a child coming true. Like, it's quite weird that, isn't it? I think I'm a witch. Like, wanted to do it, and then now we do it every day. And do you know what? No, not everyone gets to do exactly what they want to do with their lives. And every day when I come in, I'm so grateful for that. And, like, I love it. However, I'm really tired. Like, so tired. Like, you've no idea. So, come September, I will have been doing it for 6 years, and I've decided that it's time for a change. It's going to be time for a new show, and most importantly, it's going to be time for a new wake-up time, preferably at 11:30. Yeah. 11:30, little dog walk.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, maybe a bit lunch. I've loved doing the breakfast show, but I'm not going to do it anymore. And the breakfast show is one of those jobs that it's not a forever job. You never start it thinking, I'll do this till I'm 90. Like, I thought I'd do it 2 years, not 6 years. And we've had messages this week from people who've got in touch with us saying that when we started doing the breakfast show, they were starting their GCSEs, or they were revising for their GCSEs, and now they've graduated uni. Like, enough's enough. But this, I'm not like leaving Radio 1, still going to be at Radio 1, still going to be like hopefully a massive part of the Radio 1 family. And do you know what? It really, really is a family, and I love working here, but it's been a long time, and I think the prophet Jay Huss said it best when he said, I ain't had a good night's sleep since God knows when. I've had jet lag for 6 years, okay? It has been a ride, but now I feel slightly sick, so we need to get off the ride. And that's what's going to happen in September. And the man, I'm going cracking again. I know one thing for certain. Jay Huss, Buff Daddy, Thursday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And the man, I'm going cracking again. And the man, I'm going cracking again. See ya. No, we're not going just now. Not going just now. So that's happening, Fifi.
All the sleep you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, do you know, it's been such a weird show this morning because I went for tea with the team last night and told everyone what's going on. And I was like, tomorrow, this is going to happen. Liam, who works at the show, was like, say what? No one spoke for like a while. And we were like, we want to do it on the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So it's been quite weird. I don't know if the show has been rubbish until 8 because we've all been distracted and a bit weird.
This has been the key bit.
Yeah, this is like the
we've been building to this.
This is the listen again moment, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, share drive. So that's what's going to happen. I don't know the exact dates because I can never remember dates, but it's sort of Augusty, end of Augusty time.
Yeah.
There's going to be no me on the mornings.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on it another time.
Yeah.
And then someone else is going to be doing this show.
Oh.
Shall we meet that very special
yes.
person
Shall
now?
Shall I go and get He or she.
Well, whatever. They can be whatever they want. It's 2018.
Yes, maybe they're not buying time. Okay, I'll go and get him.
Yeah, go and get him. So, the person that is going to be waking you up in the morning, it's going to be like Freaky Friday. We're going to swap lives. Apart from we don't do Fridays. Gregory James. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Sweaty. We're sweaty. Greg and I are sweaty.
We're very, very sweaty.
We're quite sweaty. Greg decided to walk in this morning.
I decided to walk in and listen, and then you played Florence, and I nearly just fell on the floor and went, I can't. This is too nervy.
That was bad programming. I think it was already like an emotional, funny morning. I was like, do we have to have live Florence pre-8?
It's the weirdest feeling ever.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
But good weird.
Great weird. Like, you feel okay?
I feel good. Yeah, I do feel good. And I feel excited about a new chapter and excited about doing a new show and really excited about... Do you know what? Today was the first day that I didn't mind the alarm going off. actually, I was like, oh, quite light being up early. I was like, oh, no.
I did not sleep 1 hour.
Really?
Last night, just thinking about it's too much.
Yeah.
We've been holding on to this secret for a little while, and we're at the big weekend, you and me, and we're just kind of going,
what? Well, we were like, Greg and I were like, we wanted to tell you, and we wanted to let everybody know, because we love everyone that like listens to the show and you know, spends time with us each day. So we were like, we want to tell everyone. We don't want it to be like a weird press release or anything like that. Although media outlets, you will be receiving that imminently. It's on the way.
You'll see a photo of us being really sweaty and panicky.
Yeah, like, and we were like, I don't know, it's quite weird because we wanted to talk about it, and our big boss Ben was like, do me a favor, don't get drunk at big weekend, and you and Greg tell everyone. And we were like, we can't make no promises.
Well, we had this weird meeting yesterday where there was like a safe space where it was just only a handful of people knew, and we were sat there going, is this going to happen? Is it really a thing? And I want to say congratulations to you, first of all, for, you know, doing this show for 6 years is an amazing effort, mm-hmm. and you should feel so proud of it. And I think the radio station is just, it's a collection of people that genuinely love each other, and it's so cool that we get to swap and I get to have a go at the most famous radio show in the world, and I could not be happier.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like one of those jobs that, like, you and I growing up wanting to do radio, like, you always want to do it, and I think it's amazing that as many people get to experience feeling sick all day and actually having that feeling of when you're going to the airport forever.
I know. And when we're talking about how we're going to do it, it's really nice that we actually really like each other and our pals, and that we can do it like this and not be like, oh, they're swapping, and it's really lovely that you get to do the show, which has the best hours in the whole world.
Talk me through it.
There was a moment. I got to say, there was a moment yesterday in the meeting with Big Boss Ben where I went, what am I doing? Because I've got the sweetest hours, but, you know, this is the biggest challenge, isn't it? So I'm ready to give this a go.
When we were chatting yesterday, we were talking through the hours. Greg was like, oh, God, it is a dream. It is 4 till 7. It was like, oh. Do you go out for your tea after?
Go out for your dinner afterwards.
Oh, lovely. Al fresco in the summer, I bet.
Have a late night. Go and watch a gig.
Oh, I've not watched a gig for 6 years. I'm not like, I should go in a minute. Guys, we should go in a minute. I can't stay for the encore. Gotta go. Of course, there's been the odd time where we've decided to stay out.
Yeah, sure.
Famously so. But really exciting. And like you say, it's really nice that we are friends and that everyone at Radio 1, and I mentioned that it was a family, and I feel like biggest weekend this weekend. I don't think it's ever felt closer than it has at Radio 1. Like, the Friday night was like a stag do. Like, me, you, Chris Stark, Scott Mills, Maya, Clara, like, everyone marching to go and see Danny Howard and Annie play. Like, oi, oi, oi! Chris Stark was one drink away from having a cone on his head. And then Saturday, like, the most fun ever. And then we all partied together with, like, Charlie Sloth and with Annie Mac and everything. And it was the nicest weekend. Quite weird for us because we couldn't mention it.
We couldn't say anything.
And I feel like we've lied to all of our colleagues' friends. Been like, yeah, breakfast, yeah, Cole, yes.
Lied to all colleagues, all my closest friends, all everything. And then I thought I'm going to wake up today and ring everyone, but no one was up. So there's just a load of missed calls from my phone with people. I was about to go, you've got to put the radio on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And none of them answered.
I know. One of my best friends messaged me and was like, you call me after the show. I said, do me a favour, listen after 8. And she was like, oh, what music are you going to be playing? I was like, oh, just listen after 8, please. Just listen after 8.
But you are right, though. The weekend was brilliant, and it just shows, I think, where Radio 1's got to.
Totally.
Because I think with these sorts of jobs, you think naturally humans would go, well, we're all rivals. But actually, if we all sort of support each other and we all really like each other, then the station is just better and therefore everyone's better. So I cannot wait to have a laugh in the mornings, though. It's going to be so great.
It's going to be really exciting. Can we have a round of applause for Greg James, everybody? Congratulations, Greggy.
Thank you.
Going to be waking you up every single morning from September or late August. We can't remember.
We're not sure yet.
I remember the first time I was in love.